Joining me on the Chick-fil-A South Grand Rapids guest line is the author and the voice of the Athletico Physical Therapy Fantasy Football Injury Update, all the way from New Albany, Ohio. It's my pleasure to welcome in, hey, get this, Dr. Brandon Bowers, because he's got a doctorate degree, grew up in Columbus, Ohio, got smart, came over to Michigan to go to Siena Heights to study on volley, to play men's volleyball, and then got his doctorate degree in physical therapy at the University of Toledo. So you'll become friends with our Zach Herrig, TV17 sports director, weekend sports director here, graduated from Toledo. Brandon Bowers, welcome to the Sports Project Radio Show.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be on the show this morning, and I appreciate you having me on.
So you've had some really cool runs on doing the sports injury fantasy football thing for CBS Sports and Sportsline, CBS Fantasy Football Today podcast, CBS Sports HQ, prior appearances on 670, The Score in Chicago, and now you get to join the vastly talented array of talent that we bring in to the Sports Project Radio Show here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What do you know, fantasy football is becoming a cult-like following, isn't it? And it's growing. And I thank Athletico and thank you so much for giving us the updates every week, because the injury report's important for those people trying to generate points in fantasy football.
Really does make a big difference, and when you have that injury information headed into each weekend, it allows fantasy football players to make more informed decisions about their teams. I myself have played fantasy football for years, and I know, like you said, it really is growing in popularity. So this injury information really is crucial and can really help people out.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the key injuries. This will fit perfectly, because you can talk about Christian McCaffrey, probably the best running back in the NFL. I think the Derrick Henry people might dispute that a little bit, but he's certainly the best all-around running back, receiver-type dude in the NFL. Hurt his shoulder pretty bad coming back off of injury. What's the prognosis on the shoulder injury, and what might he have to do?
For McCaffrey, he hurt his shoulder back in week 9, and it's an AC joint sprain, which occurs with a direct blow or fall onto the shoulder. He's been working his way through rehab and has been doing well. And fortunately, the Panthers are on bye this week, and so it looks like week 14 is when he will be able to return. He was able to practice last week, which is certainly a good sign. For a guy like McCaffrey, who's a running back, who lowers his shoulder to take on defenders, it can be important that this thing is pain-free before he gets back out there.
And those injuries just don't go away, because the next hit just re-aggravates the area and the injury. And he's a smaller guy. He's 5'11", maybe 200-pound guy. So that's a problem. Saquon Barkley, who torched University of Michigan a couple years ago, what was that, at the whiteout game at Penn State? I was watching that game up in Traverse City with my cousin Stephen Clifford, and Saquon was unbelievable, and he unfortunately suffered the infamous ACL, anterior cruciate ligament knee injury. What does he have to do to get back?
And the thing to look at here that people have asked me a lot about is the delay from the time of the injury to when he had surgery. If we look here, the injury was back in week 2, and then he didn't have surgery actually until the end of October. And this was because not only did he tear his ACL, but he also injured the MCL. And so they wanted to allow time for that MCL to heal, allow time for swelling in the knee to go down prior to performing the surgery. Fortunately for Barkley, the surgery was successful. And from the time of surgery, again, which is at the end of October, it's about a 9 to 12-month return to play process. So if he comes in on the front side of that and the short end of that timetable, there's a chance he's ready for the start of the season. But if it takes towards the later stages of that timeline, the 12-month range, and there's a chance that he's not ready to go when the Giants start the 2021 season.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I'm a victim of 12 knee surgeries on one knee. I'm sort of a physical therapy pro, unfortunately, just based on each recovery is a little different, and each rehab is a little different. And the key that I tell any of my friends who get any kind of surgery is make sure you ask that doctor for aggressive sports physical therapy, not just passive, get back to walking, get back to writing on a computer, typing on a computer, because there's differences in doing the proper PT and aggressive PT, but not too aggressive.
And Athletico has some good return to sport protocols that we implement, especially after ACL injuries. We have an ACL return to sport program that is very rigorous, as you mentioned. That really does make sure that we're checking all the boxes from a functional and a physical function standpoint to safely return athletes to doing what they love.
Yeah, and Athletico has 5 locations in the Grand Rapids market here. So check it out. Go on and Google Athletico Physical Therapy Grand Rapids, and you'll be able to do any virtual meetings, an initial session with the physical therapist on video, on your computer, on your phone. So do it and get the proper direction to heal and monitor the injury, because more is not better, folks. If you overdo it on what you think is proper physical therapy, or you're doing things at the wrong angles, you will get hurt. You will get hurt further. Hey, let's talk about Daniel Jones, 6'4", good-looking quarterback out of the New York Giants, coming from Duke. He hurt his hamstring. That one never goes away, does it?
This is an injury that takes time, and if you return prematurely, can recur and cause problems. So for Jones, he injured his hamstring last week, and he will be out this week for the Giants. With these hamstring issues, it's important to work on something we call eccentric strengthening, which is essentially strength of the hamstring when the muscle is lengthening. And so this is important with sprinting and with deceleration while running. And so he'll be out this weekend. If it's a low grade, grade 1 injury in severity, which is the least severe, this is typically a 2 to 4 week injury. So we'll see how he does, but he'll be down this week, and Colt McCoy will be out there for the Giants.
Now, here's the truth, though. Here's the truth on Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones made one of the best plays in the NFL this year, doing a run option play and running to open space and sprinting 80 yards and then running out of gas and falling down. That's when he hurt the hamstring. He fell down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, you could see it. I remember I was watching that game, and it was the last 20 or 30 yards. He was kind of stumbling around a little bit, and you were wondering, is he going to fall? And then 10-yard line, as you mentioned, down he goes.
Down he goes, and I really think he tweaked something on that. But I remember I was a Barry Sanders fan with the Detroit Lions, and he was playing a game against Tampa and got caught from behind on 250-plus-yard runs, and his teammates in the film room the next week gave him so much grief for getting caught from behind that he stayed after practice every day and ran gassers by himself after practice, where you're constantly picking up speed, where you're running 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards. And his goal, he said, I'm never going to get caught from behind again. I think Daniel Jones might have been a little bit out of shape, which is really sad, to be able to sprint 80 yards because he did it and he ran out of gas and he tripped and stumbled. He's a big guy. He's fast, though. He's a good athlete, man. But one of the greatest runs of the NFL season and one of the most embarrassing finishes of a great run in the NFL season. George Kittle, the star tight end for the San Francisco Giants, really impactful on their offense, out with a really crazy and probably very frustrating foot injury.
Yeah, this is a cuboid injury. So the cuboid is a bone that's in the midfoot. The foot's divided into 3 portions, the forefoot, the midfoot, and the hindfoot. And he has a fracture to this bone. This injury occurred back in week 8, and so he has not played since then. He was placed on injured reserve. Obviously, he's one of the top tight ends in the league and a guy that a lot of people probably have on their fantasy teams and have been a little bit disappointed that he hasn't been available. So when the initial injury occurred, it wasn't looking like he'd be able to return this season. But as of 4 days ago, the 49ers said that there may be an opportunity for a late season return. So as the regular season begins to wind down and we get to week 16 or 17, he could be back. But at that point, we're at the tail end of the fantasy season. So although he may return from an NFL perspective, he may not be fantasy football relevant.
All right, Dr. Brandon Bowers, from New Albany, Ohio, Athletico Physical Therapy, 5 locations in the greater Grand Rapids region. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Steve, it was an absolute pleasure, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, folks, listen up for the Athletico Fantasy Football Injury Update every Saturday at 10:30 on the Sports Project Radio Show. Coming up next.